One of the harshest winters in three decades has ravaged vast stretches of Central Asia and parts of the Middle East. In Afghanistan and Tajikistan, aid agencies estimate the severe cold has killed hundreds of people and countless farm animals. And on the west bank of the Jordan River, rare frost and unusually low temperatures have destroyed nearly 90% of Palestinian field crops. Farmers there are asking for urgent help from the Palestinian Authority, but so far, none has arrived. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
34-year-old Nadir Tassir says he's never seen it this bad in his 20 years of farming. Arab farmers call this fertile plateau in the Jordan River Valley the breadbasket of Palestine. Tassir walks through a forest of ravaged banana trees. Their fallen leaves, brittle and brown, crackle under his muddy boots.
Two things destroyed us, very strong winds and the frost. The frost this year is unprecedented. Lots of rain doesn't scare us, but frost is horrible. It ruins everything.
The trunks of the banana trees that are still standing wobble in the wind, swollen and dark. Tassir sticks his index finger into one of the many blister-like bubbles in the waterlogged tree trunks. It took him 3 years to cultivate a mature banana crop, investing everything he had into it. Today, the fruit is both hard and green and will never ripen or sit split and rotting on the ground. He estimates winter kill has destroyed 95% of his potato, eggplant, and banana crops, the pillars of his farming livelihood.
My losses are huge, more than $300,000. This is a huge blow to my work.
The devastation to Palestinian farmers here is tremendous. 90% of Palestinian vegetable and fruit crops in the southern Jordan Valley have been wiped out by frost damage, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Agriculture. Asked if he has any kind of insurance, Tassir laughs. Insurance? Only the Jews have that, he says, referring to nearby Jewish settlers. Skinny, with bad teeth and a quick smile, Tassir has lost everything, yet seems oddly relaxed. What can I do, he says. Now at least I have some spare time to tour around and see old friends.
I don't know how I'll manage or what I'll do. God will compensate me.
Pressed further whether God is really his only relief plan, Tassir says no. He urgently needs help from the agriculture ministry. Financial help, technical help, I don't care, he says, but I want to be supported. Agriculture ministry agronomists surveyed the damage to Tassir's farm and hundreds of other Palestinian farmers in the Jordan Valley more than a month ago. Tassir says he hasn't heard a word from them since. They've given me absolutely nothing up until now, he says, nothing. Faisal Enjoum, who lives near here, is the head of the Farmers Union for Al-Oja, an important farming community in the valley. He says farmers were already hurting because of a developing drought and not enough wells. The latter he blames on Jewish settlers nearby. They dig deep wells and take all our water, he says, adding, imagine, it's our water and we have to beg for it.
The Palestinian farmer was already demoralized because of a lack of water. But with this frost, which has been the worst in years, his land is destroyed and his morale has collapsed.
Enjoum charges that an American taxpayer-funded USAID farm aid program for the West Bank last year ended up mainly benefiting one large Palestinian agribusiness conglomerate, Sanuk Road Incorporated, which has a near monopoly on distribution and marketing of Palestinian produce from the West Bank. We've been shafted by the settlers, by USAID, and by Sanuk Road, Enjoum says bitterly, and now we've been shafted by the frost. When told that more snow and unseasonably cold weather is forecast, Enjoum shakes his head. We're already sunk, he says. We can't sink any further. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Al-Oja in the Jordan Valley.